Absolutely. That's why I have done these black things and this thing and that thing. Wouldn't it be great if he dropped by the cattle mountains and this and that? Wouldn't be great at all. I mean, because I think she got was very good. Someone else would encourage you. There's no question that is. That's a close call. That's too high risk. I think it was the wrong call. Given the result, it turns out to have been right.
Yeah.
But the risk on call, it was wrong. You should have sent Henry.
That's right.
And let it go and let whatever happens happen.
Sure.
The point is, we're
turned
not
out work on.
It did. But we're not in a position where we should be taking high risk calls.
No.
That's a foolish thing to do.
One of those women that caught me there and got me in a dialogue.
Someone could have stood up in the middle of it and said, what are you going to stop the bombing?
That's right.
And then the networks would have focused on her, they would have interviewed her, and that's all you'd see.
And they may still pick up a couple of the centers, although the assholes are
not against spot.
Because you know that would fucking so goddamn many lines that they've got to use. They certainly have, and they may have to use, I just hope they use Amnesty. Because that's the one that has the greatest national appeal.
I think they will because they all think that hurts you.
Oh, sure, yeah.
They disagree with you on that, so they'll probably use it.
That's right. But if they use Amnesty.
And you did it very tough. I don't think you made a real mistake. They really caught you for that.
That's right. That's right. I didn't give a god.
I think you got a fair chance on getting Amnesty. I don't think you have any chance of getting if any papers used.
No.
I really don't. I just don't. I think that's the only thing would be if they could figure that they could build this next time.
Oh, I wanted to ask you about the water. How's it stand now?
Well. Yeah, I've got the latest draft here. I can leave with you. I'm not totally satisfied with it. I like that summary of this afternoon.
I didn't want you to know I'm available.
Right. My feeling is that there's nothing to be done by you on this till tomorrow.
You don't want to run it
today? No,
I mean, there's still a chance to wait around.
Sure. They're having terrible quorum troubles.
Are they?
Oh, sure.
But of course, they call everybody to find me.
Well, everybody went home. But
if you do it tomorrow night, they may have a
little
time.
Well, they got to go out.
But all they can do is tomorrow night, they would just
lay it over.
Friday.
Yeah. Then go to a date certain and then try and get everybody back.
Yeah.
But you see, Mansfield's sending everybody telegrams now, trying to get them back for this week. And so they got real troubles. And there's still a chance that they give up the ghost.
Right.
So unless we need it for
all right.
News purposes or something
news,
like that.
No,
well,
I don't want to do that.
Well,
what is the situation? Well, the only purpose of doing it that, this would be a good day to do it because you've got so much other.
Yeah,
somebody has a bigger play.
Well, that's what I meant.
Tomorrow, you've got a bigger play. But I almost, it makes that much difference. What is the situation on the salt? You can't get that moved to Wednesday. It has to be Thursday.
Apparently, Henry just arbitrarily moved it to Thursday and said, you guys, the R-types don't like us too bad. So,
fine. Or maybe you do on
half steward.
I think he used to turn them up, let's see.
We got it.
Story, but it ain't bad to have one.
it's not doubled up with the salt, okay. I do it Wednesday, we do it here, then I will go to Camp David Thursday afternoon, see, Thursday afternoon, assuming things are cleared up here. Spend the night there, and then fly up there up to Gladolphia, so we can avoid the clouds. Or not, Thursday evening, but I'd be, yes, but I may not go up for dinner. Yeah, go about 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock, something like, 4 o'clock.
The vice president can host a flying.
Oh, yes, we'll easily make, he can, or, Rumsfeld, or anybody you want. Sure, we get a problem with him, he's in Chicago. He can't be here for the ceremony, it's a word to it.
Oh, I passed the word to him, it's fine, yeah, city ward, he's happy.
Oh, yeah. That'll be better, Bob, we might as well, then we got a radio talk on Wednesday, we got, what do they have tomorrow? Canceling, it's, what about the European security, how that going?
That's falling apart, of course, man.
Goddamn state of Buckley's ruined it all. He said they're not gonna, the way he put it is,
No.
Wrong, he put it is, that's all screwed up because we turned it over to the state department. I said, well, when are we gonna announce it? He says, I don't know.
I would be surprised, they couldn't even.
Salt's on Thursday, and the trade agreement is on Wednesday.
Next week.
This week.
Well, the trade agreement's like, and like, oh, I think this is wrong.
That's wrong. I think you can do your radio on Thursday, I don't really think.
The trade agreement, oh, that's right, we postponed the trade agreement.
It was supposed to have been last Saturday, and it's now Wednesday. That's, we said, the last Henry told me, Henry's playing these cards in it.
Well, he's gone now, can we find out what the trade agreement is? Look, I don't want to, I don't want to knock my same story.
Huh? As of last night, it was Wednesday.
All right, then look, let me do the radio tomorrow.
Okay.
See what I mean? Let's have us, why double up on the stories?
Better announce this afternoon.
Yeah. You see, if you haven't got the thing tomorrow, then have you?
Yeah.
We find out, okay, go.
Yeah, I got that done.
Yep.
See, this is the sapphire,
right?
Yeah, I'll try to send you a question.
Yeah. See if we can do that tomorrow, we'll be done with it. Then I'll just go up to Camp David in the afternoon on Thursday. And I'll see if there's either that means they do any reason to go up there. And we'll take off the next morning. Or Philadelphia to come back to Camp David.
That tomorrow will be an interesting story. There's a story every day, so
yeah. But in other words, your point is the
radio tomorrow is a good idea.
So why not do the radio tomorrow?
Well, we caught ACW running around up there telling everybody you were going to sign it. So we got that turned off. And, I think there's still plenty of reason for you to veto it. It still adds 30% to everybody's payroll taxes. And, it's about 500 million over because of the 20% Social Security having soaked up everything that we allowed for.
What I would like to do with that. My view would be to sign that, if I decide to sign it, and veto the water in the same, right. The same day, you know what I mean?
Right.
One is 500, it's for the old folks, and the other's for the environmentalists, I see.
Well, that would be Tuesday. I'm not sure you'll have Social Security in any kind of shape by tomorrow.
Well, that's all right, we don't have to. Water and
you've got 71 bills, believe it or not. So you can lump a lot of things together, and you can separate things out depending on what emphasis you want to give.
Right. Well, Bob, with that, if we're going to have to do that damn water bill,
that'll be a Wednesday story.
Yeah. I know it should be, I mean, or so it's just the radio speech is a community for Wayne City, but it's making a difference. I think you put the radio in, it's a different kind of a talk anyway. Maybe Thursday's better.
Maybe it is.
You know what I mean, like, there, it's Salt Two, there's another one, this is a different kind of, keep it on Thursday, I think it's a little better, but like,
it's not a news type speech, it isn't gonna be on TV news or anything.
Right, you got, and Tuesday, I think, like, Congress have the day of court on Tuesday. Thursday. But John, I'm gonna count on you to give me your best advice on the social security.
Okay.
I want you to check that, I don't wanna have a long list of who, the pros and the cons, the rest, but I see your judgment, I'd be interested, and I'd be very interested in Schultz's. Cat, I know where it is, he's got to be for a veto, I'd be interested in Colson's. I don't know anybody else besides you that I, I'm not interested in Richards until naturally before it. Those who spend some spectrum are wrong, you know. But do you think of anybody else's views or your words, if you do, or I'm asking you?
Well, I'll talk to, Fleming to find out what the agent political thing.
All right, before.
Yeah, but I want to know what the politics of it, of these various issues are compared to the 20%.
Also, you gotta get that money, you got the other one from, I think Craig speaks my sign, that'd be interesting. Another one, if you've got time to get it in the economy, it's called, be late second. He's coming to see me tomorrow.
Yeah, but I mean, he'd be in Washington. On Friday, I just talked to the fellows that had been up to see the hall and so on. If we had 500 people as invited guests, the best place to have it would be in the courtyard, right in front of the Liberty Dome, as far as the signing is concerned. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to accommodate the press and the cameras that we want. Indoors is too congested. There's a wet weather alternate, but it's not a good.
How many can we get in the hall?
200.
Think you'll have more people?
Yeah.
Well, let's try it.
I think it'll make a beautiful picture. I'll be right under that tower.
Try the wet weather over.
We'll be able to go to an indoor site.
Be ready for it.
Yes. But your best bet, I think, would be outdoors. Then go inside to do the handshake. They're standing right in front of the Declaration of Independence room or whatever it is there, where Benjamin Franklin presided. And these guys will go by in, and they'll go upstairs and get coffee in the long hall and then out. There's a place for a big crowd of Rizzo's guys outdoors behind the invited guests, and they'll cheer in all the right places. And then 20,000 of these guys in the mall on the other side of the hall for arrival and departure. That's what he says, you know. Is he on? But it's a controlled situation.
Before they come, he says, "Come, check your weapon."
The weather forecast is good for sunny weather.
Fine. But I'm all down to you. Do you think it lives very well?
Oh, I had great satisfaction in turning Daniel Shore down.
I'm sure.
Bastard. He came right into the ABC studio. And after, just as I finished, they were taking the microphone off, and here was Daniel Shore.
No,
he says, "I've got a crew outside. I want to tape an interview with you." And I said, "What about?" And he said, "Well, the same sort of stuff." I said, "No." He said, "No." I said, "That's right." He said, "Are you adamant?" And I said, "I'm pleasantly negative." And he crept away.
Well, of course, you can always put on the baseline. You said the show over ABC would be higher than that.
That ran through my mind, but the real reason, of course, is his brother being in the McGovern campaign.
You might have said that wrong.
Well, I'm going to pass the word to CBS. No,
I'm going to say it to the world.
I'm going to do a CBS interview tomorrow with George Herman about HR 1. And so I'll pass the word.
Well, we'll count on you then for the for advice on that thing. You want
to look security, right?
Water thing, I just can't see any alternative.
Okay, well,
I thought a little about it.
I have something for you to read.
I just can't see any alternative. Only because we've got to live with it for 3 years. I didn't have to live with it. Because for 1 year, I make the question, son of a bitch, for 3 years, you can't wait.
Yeah, it'd be a hell of a lawsuit. You know, you could try and withhold the money.
But only in 10 months.
Well, no, I mean, you could go on your inherent constitutional powers to withhold and get sued, and then take the political buffeting day by day that would come. Well, I might get this one. They may overrun you, but at least it's worth a try. Go down and fight.
What other bills?
Labor HEW.
Yeah,
that's running $500 million over.
Oh, easy. I'll leave it.
Well, there's a continuing resolution. Yeah, there's an omnibus continuing resolution that Mahon is working through. And so there's that. Those are our principal big ones. There's a product safety bill, which is pretty close to what we advocated. You'll probably have to take it. Signing it gets some of the onus off the fact that we sank the other
consumer type bill.
Right. And it sets up an independent product safety agency in the executive branch. And it'll be one of those things which in our master plan right after the first of the year will zing back in under somebody. And so I think we can flank that. But there are no other major problems. We're getting a list together of all these. Yeah. There's a lot of motion on executive salaries, judicial salaries, legislative salaries, and the appointment of this commission. Remember, every 4 years you have to appoint a commission. Well, we have told everybody we're not even discussing. The Vice President, acting in behalf of the Senate, appointed some people. The Chief Justice says he'll wait for you before he appoints his. The House, the Speaker, appointed a couple of people. And I just told everybody to chill.
Sure.
But right after the election, this is something we're going to have to get at. Now, the pay board, of course, sits on top of this, regardless of what this commission does. So it might not be a bad idea to appoint George Bolt to the salary commission.
Great.
He's been a judge and all that. And let him...
I have no interest in raising salaries anyway.
Well,
no.
Typically, these guys will come in with recommendations.
The problem, you're in the same problem. I always have. I raise every all of them. I know.
Well...
the cabinet, all the rest. It's Congress.
It's the Congress and the judges primarily that you get the pressure from. There are congressional staff making, you know, $38,000-$40,000 a year up there.
That's the problem. Keep raising all the GS grades and all these cost of living increases. You got everybody stacked up at the same salary again like they were 4 years ago.
So anyway, that thing's bubbling along. There's some pretty interesting legislation in this bundle, redrawing the circuit court boundaries and all that kind of stuff. But nothing you need to take any time on. Dean had a talk with this Segretti this morning. Segretti feels he's been job. Didn't talk to this guy except as an attorney, he says. He went to him for legal help. Well, that's grounds for disbarment for the guy to disclose the contents of the conversation. And Segretti now wants this much. wants to go out and say that he never had any directions from the White House and was never programmed by the White House and this and that. And,
rather than having to go out, what are you saying about it?
Well, they're taking an affidavit from
him. I have to say, honestly, it was quite a pleasure getting this morning affidavit from everybody else.
That's right. That's right.
And the world seems to make sense how you do it. What does he think? This fellow did, Jami, his best friend, Jami?
Yeah, for political reasons.
To build political notoriety for himself. Why bother this point? You just say it's a liar. If I did not have any direction from the White House, this is not correct.
Well, we'll see what we get in the affidavit, then we can structure it any way we want. They're in that process.
It's like the waters.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
But listen, can I suggest, listen, anybody go for my idea of somebody suing the Washington Post? You see the reason?
I haven't heard of it.
Well, I've suggested to several people, nobody seems to understand it. They all bring up the fact that there can be no political violence from Sullivan. Good God, I tried Hillary's time. I know that even when they're not public, even when they become public figures against their will, but the public doesn't know.
That's right.
They remember TR got a 25-cent judgment, you know. They remember Bill Langer got $25,000 from Time Magazine once. Now, goddamn, sue them for $1 million. Somebody should sue their bastards. It's a hell of a good story. Do we have anybody that would want to sue? Who is could say Grady's sue?
Yeah.
Has he been liable?
I'm not sure. Certainly there's a lot of innuendo in that.
If he's been charged with being in the wire game, which of course
he's been linked to a lot of things by innuendo that he couldn't possibly have done.
That's right. Now, I mean, does that
he's not a public figure. Just by
the Hill, yes, that was what Hill versus Time was all about. In Hill versus Time, what happened was that the Hills were the subject of remember the famous movie where a group of escaped convicts,
hostages, sure.
The girl, and
sure.
All that sort of thing. Hill is the family. Time Magazine came in. Life. Got the story after it was made into a movie and said the family did as Hill, but they showed obscenities and the girl had been raped and so forth and so on. That did not happen. And so Hill brought suit against him for making his family, you know.
Celebrate.
Okay. And Hill lost on the ground that it was basically a 5.5-4.5 decision. But he lost for the got strangely enough Tom Clark, Earl Warren, and Fortas, and half of the other the guys that lived, not Clark, the other Harlan, and lost the others. But my point is they felt that anybody who becomes a public figure by reason of being the subject of a public event is subject to the Hill versus Time. John, there's no libel. Goddamn press can do anything. Now he's wrong. I'd like to see us a Grady Oak sue the sons of bitches.
Yeah.
The question is, if he sues now, would he be deposed before the election?
Probably.
You wouldn't want
but, to. Well, I'll tell you, I think there's going to be a lawsuit running the other way, in which Muskie or somebody files an action. They'll get somebody to. And try and take depositions. We're cutting the other one, so we don't lose anything by that, certainly.
My point about the suit is that I think that it raises the question as to whether the damn story is true. And then they go out and say, look, that's in the courts, the lawsuit has been filed, and I'm not going to comment,
right?
Right.
We play it the Star. Let Segretti sue the Post and then give an interview to the Star.
That's right. Give a statement to the Star and the rest. But you see, my point about the suit is that I know I lose it. Good God, in the public mind, it creates an impression that that they lie.
Right.
Right, Bob? See the point?
Yep.
Sue the sons of bitches.
do, I mean, on a, how fast can they get a plea of whatever that, no moving vendor or something? I mean, the office is...
In summary judgment?
Yeah.
They get it kicked out?
Yeah.
Oh, take 15 days to, yeah, they have certain notice, and,
I can serve you to argue.
So it'd be, I would say minimum 45 days.
They could get it for the election.
I don't see how.
Or, all you have is a notoriety of the, all you do is sue and then drop the case. You remember in 62, when the asshole sued us, here they have, and drop the case that they have for election. So we did the same thing. We did the same thing. Exactly, we sent that, and also, it has nothing to do with the merits or the law. It has to do, basically, that if you get it out as fast as you can, it's a great suit, or it's a motion.
Well, that's what we've been looking for, something like that. Let me check with Dean, see what he gets in this affidavit. We'll go ahead on that, it's a great...
I personally feel...
Are you willing to...
I personally feel that the idea of a suit is just kind of...
I was fooling around with the idea of Segretti going, getting an attorney in Los Angeles to file the disbarment proceedings against the Southern so-and-so.
No.
But that doesn't do it. That doesn't do it.
That sort of plea of guilt, I'm a lawyer, this...
Yeah, he...
Or my
friend. He glad it.
And he glad it.
Yeah.
People are not... They the lawyer to all, I think he should be disbarred.
Yeah.
Incidentally, I think he should do that too.
Well...
Immediately after the election, follow up and file him instead of...
Well, there's a problem. Segretti may not be willing to do that.
All right, the,
warm-hearted Italian boy who hates to do things to an old friend who's,
lucky
without a trace.
That ain't no old friend. He may not realize it.
We'll see what...
Well, I may be wrong about the suit.
Let me find out.
No, it's a very effective device.
Yeah.
This, there at the end of the campaign.
Right.
And we got one suit. Charged.
Very beautiful. Well, Maury had sued O'Brien.
Yeah, that sued the post. Sued the goddamn media.
Be nice if we could do it at the dedication ceremony. Serve the summons and complaint.
But that's today.
Yeah.
But can they get the suit? I'm sure he's got it done there.
I doubt they do it by that.
Papers, nobody's paying attention at the dedication ceremony. No, I don't mean today, but I'd like to do it the next week.
Well, it would have to be in order to be effective. Well, the story's still clicking.
You got to go and see what the thing is.
Yeah.
The main thing I must say to that end is to say we're reminding of all the shit he's taken. I was thinking, as I was talking with those people, the horrible shit he took from these guys after May the decision. They begged me, they were shrill, they were...
Oh, yeah.
Listed ours there, it was screaming.
Correct. There's something.
Boys, I told those ladies, I said, you... I said, I stuck with the media, I said, you know, my president, it's the most difficult decision I made. My president has to make a very difficult decision like that. It's normally expected that the so-called opinion leaders will stand by. But where were they? I said, the leaders of the media, the television commentators and the rest, they were not standing up. The great business tycoons were not standing up, standing up with the president. And the university of leaders, professors and the rest, were against him. But you, who had the most at stake, the great majority stood with the president. I'm grateful about that.
Yes,
thanks to Bill. What do you think of that?
That's very, great line.
Never use it.
You had a choice of good lines and they'll use, I think you get the amnesty. The amnesty is settled forever.
Oh.
Any question about amnesty, there won't be after tonight.
What happened?
Sorry. Said that the POWs, that the 2.5 million men who faced with the decision chose to serve their country and allowed to die for that choice. And hundreds of them are no prisoner or are missing in action for that choice. Those men paid a price for their choice, and those few who decided not to serve their country will pay a price for their choice.
And that put their roof off the place.
It did.
They're
up in their chairs screaming.
Great.
Couple of times.
Great.
It took the roof off.
It did. They pay a price for their choice. And I also said that in terms of the people who have visited, because I have nothing to offer. No, I mean, not except for going on, but I said that I said, we will not abandon our POWs. If I abandon them, I say, we are not going to keep the faith of our POWs and MIA to the goodwill of the enemy.
Which is just,
see,
thought he was particularly weak last night on amnesty.
It really was.
Yeah. Waffled all over the place.
Bounced it again, though. He came out for amnesty.
Yeah.
Any question where he's standing? Very
hard on the board.
He's now got a new qualifier in it, though.
I'm sorry, no.
The war has to be over, and our prisoners have to be returned. And we have to have taken proper care of our veterans.
First.
And then we'll have amnesty.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, but
totally
he really advised. Did he go on the salary advice? No, he's dropped out. He is better.
But he's gonna have he's not gonna have require anything, just amnesty.
That's right.
Just all okay, good. Straight A.
No, it's clear. There's no